everybody. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie here on another Friday. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and friends. Today we're starting the new series that I'm super excited about because it's truly going to arm you with what you need in your business to survive and even thrive during all different times in the real estate market, in the seasonality we face as real estate agents in our industry. I am going to be going over in each series, during this series in each session, each chapter of Gary Keller's best-selling book, Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times. This is an amazing book, more than a million copies sold. It appeared on the USA Today Money, Wall Street Journal Business, New York Times Business, and New York Times Advice bestseller list. It is an amazing book, and it really explores 12 proven strategies for achieving success in any real estate market. And that's key because markets do shift. Shift happens. And so market shift, and with that, what we want to teach you and encourage you is that you can too. Sometimes you'll shift in response to a falling market. Other times you'll shift to take your business to the next level. And both can and will transform your business and your life. You can change your thinking, your focus, your actions, and ultimately your results to get back in the game. And ahead of the competition, the tactics that jumpstart your business in tough times will truly power it forward in good ones, no matter the market, no matter what's happening with the shift. Just a couple of people and some pretty big sales volume agents throughout the country that read this book gave testimonials to Gary and his team when they wrote this book. You know, a $50 million producer out of Ann Arbor, Michigan said, "Shift is truly a wake-up call." Gary hits the nail on the head when he says, "Change isn't easy, yet long-term success requires it. The concept should resonate deeply with anyone serious about having a thriving real estate business." We're talking about some of the best national real estate sales trainers and coaches who read this book said, "Real estate is a simple business that is often overcomplicated in its application. And Shift is a book that gets to the heart of what makes a real estate business work and work well, no matter the market. Anybody in this business should read it over and over again and keep implementing the basics of this powerful tool." And so basically what we're going to do today is talk about just really a little bit about the fact that shifts happen, because first and foremost, we have to understand what kind of shifts we potentially are dealing with. Gary Keller recently has said to those in his company, and I think everybody in the industry should take heed, is that it's likely there's going to be a shift in our real estate market again. Not necessarily like the one that we saw in the past, most do happen. Economic shifts will happen, and they are cyclical. So we should be prepared to go through another shift upcoming here. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to go ahead and take this book as my very next series for all of you, because it's never too soon to start implementing the fundamentals we need to make sure that we can, again, not just survive, but thrive during the times of economic shifts, as well as, of course, our cyclical seasonal shifts that we deal with as real estate business professionals and owners every single year. Because real estate is a cyclical business. What goes up must come down, right? And what is down won't stay there. Shifts are never unexpected, yet they're rarely predictable. You know one's coming, and you just don't know when. They are, in fact, inevitable. Shift does happen. Yet we forget, as real estate business owners, each time a shift occurs, we act surprised as if it had never happened before. And once the shift is over, well, we act as if it'll never happen again. It's like we have amnesia or something. And it's odd because we deal with something similar every year, right? It's called seasonality, the seasonal cycle of sales that repeats itself year after year. From month to month, there is an ebb and a flow to the real estate business. That's just a fact. Within each year, there's time to make money and time to save money. It's so natural, however, most simply just take it in stride. There is a natural buildup of listing inventory, basically in our industry, from January through April, and an offsetting decline in inventory typically from May through October, with an uptick in sales at the end of the year. This seasonal cycle of sales causes a corresponding seasonal cycle of income for you as a real estate professional. Yet for real estate agents, you know, sometimes, like we said, we kind of forget that that's a fact. We just kind of take it in stride and just go with it. The fact is, every year, real estate agents do have to deal with the seasonal sales cycle and, of course, its impact on their cash flow at different times of the year. And while seasonal cycles occur within a single year, economic shifts happen over several years. Seasonal market cycles are month to month, of course, and economic market shifts are year to year. Just as the seasonal cycles dictate a rise and fall to your income over a period of months, while the larger economic shifts create a rise and fall to your income over a period of years potentially. Seasonal cycles feel predictable, short-term, and, well, quite manageable because we've just become used to them as real estate professionals. Yet economic shifts feel unpredictable, indefinite, and many times overwhelming, and one feels like business as usual while the other one feels downright scary. The real estate industry has learned to live with the regular seasonal cycles, like I've said, but it is always, always challenged by the irregular economic shifts. Let's talk a little bit about the anatomy of a shift. Shifts are easy to understand. They occur whenever supply and demand move out of balance, right? When seller supply exceeds buyer demand, it's a buyer's market. When buyer demand exceeds seller supply, well, it's a seller's market. And a shift occurs when the market moves from one to the other. Think of it this way. If over time more listings are selling, you're moving toward a seller's market. And if over time fewer listings are selling, you're moving towards a buyer's market. The three types of real estate markets are, of course, a buyer's market, which is more than 7 months of inventory, a balanced market, which is between 5 to 7 months of inventory, or a seller's market, which is less than 5 months of inventory. And typically, balanced markets occur during the transition between markets, and they rarely last for a period of time that's, you know, more than a few months. Why does a shift to a buyer's market create pain? Well, there's two reasons. First, it leads to fewer sales and less available sales income in your market. And second, it tends to be abrupt and that is never fun. The misleading aspect of an economic shift is that it seems relatively natural and gradual when looked at it nationally, when experienced locally, it is usually dramatic and fast. The national perspective rarely, if ever, matches the local experience, right? The hard truth is local market shifts are seldom slow and local landings are almost never soft. It's a lot like a pendulum of a golf swing, beginning relatively slow but accelerating very, very quickly through the middle. And some local shifts can actually take your breath away. Several factors can cause an economic shift. Currency exchange rates and political climate are basically the primary global factors. And on a national level, it's interest rates and inflation. Population, jobs, household income take center stage at the city level. And at the most local level, it's neighborhood dynamics and housing prices. All of this simply boils down to buyer demand, which is driven by affordability and perception, how many buyers can afford to buy and how many think it's a good time to buy. So are shifts bad? Well, it depends. For the real estate industry in a particular market, it certainly can be. The available income, you know, for everyone in that market has certainly dropped typically during a shift. For any single individual in their local market, it doesn't have to be, though. There is still enough available income for them to achieve their goals. The challenge for individual agents is fear and how they will respond to it. When shift occurs, fear runs rampant. Although not everyone responds in the same way, some individuals, though they do feel the fear, also know they are in an equal opportunity, unequal reward business. It's really the 80-20 rule at work, right? We've talked about this before. 20% of the people will do 80% of the business in any entrepreneurial endeavor. Those who understand this know that they must be better than the average to earn the better than average reward. If individuals understand a shift or have actually experienced one, they know they have to push past the fear and face two tests. Number one, to survive, and number two, to thrive. They have to hang tough until the law of equilibrium reasserts itself. Then it's opportunity time. And what is the law of equilibrium? Well, the law of equilibrium is really as old as the real estate industry itself. It's simple and it's straightforward. The law states this, that the available income in a market determines the number of agents in that market. Transaction rises, so does the number of agents, right? Conversely, when the number of available transactions falls during a shift, for example, so does the number of agents. And people are attracted to the industry by the perceived income opportunity, right? And they are driven out by the reality of the competition for it. And since perception tends to trail behind reality, there are two leg periods that show up in every economic shift, the down leg and the up leg. The down leg occurs because the number of agents doesn't decline until the number of transactions has already been dropping for some time. The low point of income opportunity then occurs when the most agents are chasing the least amount of income. The up leg works in reverse when the transactions increase and the high income opportunity point occurs on the way up when the fewest agents are chasing the most amount of income. With relatively few barriers to entry, of course, the real estate industry can become flooded with practitioners during a prolonged seller's market, right, during an upshift. Larger and larger numbers of agents are attracted to the industry, and this does increase the competition for the existing business. When the amount of business then declines in a downshift, the competition becomes untenable. There are more people, but less business and fewer deals. And fewer deals means less money, and less money means lower income for everyone. And eventually, it means fewer people doing business. And if you can ride out or survive this initial lag period, as more and more people get out of the business, you can find yourself in a less competitive market. And there is now more business relative to the number of people working to get it. This is the time to thrive. And how long it takes to get from survive to thrive can vary greatly from time to time and, well, from person to person. There is the market shift and its lag time, and then there is your shift and your lag time. If you don't shift fast, your lag time will parallel the market and you may be at risk. To thrive in the upshift, you must first survive the downshift. And let's be clear here. There is nothing that says that an agent cannot thrive before the market upshifts. In fact, we have known and worked with many agents who have had their best years in a down market. And basically, Gary Keller's book that he wrote, this book, is based on the lessons learned from those agents who have actually accomplished this feat. And here's the truth. Not everyone will, but everyone can. So the resilience factor. Even though you know that history repeats itself, in order to profit from it, you have to remember it. You must carry the lessons of the past into the present. The past has taught us that this too shall pass, and that success comes to the resilient. Here is a tangible way to look at it. If your career goes three steps forward, then the market drives you four back. You're essentially back below zero and out of the game. If it's three steps forward and three steps back, all you've done is survive. But if you've taken three steps forward and the market only drives you two steps back, well, it's absorbing the hit. You're still in the game, and you are more than just surviving. The key is to be resilient and on your toes. Take the hit, but don't get knocked out. This is the survival strategy. Adapt to the realities of the new downshifted market quickly. Change what you need to change. Do what you need to do. Build a fortress around what you have. And at the very least, this means maintaining your number of sales while the market declines. The net effect will actually be an increase in your market share. When the natural leg plays out, you will be positioned to take advantage of the inevitable rebound. You can then ride the wave of increasing transactions and available commission income by simply holding the new level of market share that you've gained. If you do, your number of sales will increase dramatically and you will thrive. In order to survive and then thrive, you'll need to shift gears. Can you put in another gear? Most people fear a shift because they don't understand the law of equilibrium. They can't shift their thinking, so they don't shift their tactics. If you can shift gears, shifting both your thinking and your tactics, you will accelerate ahead of the rest. So how do you shift gears? It's actually a very straightforward and pragmatic process. And Gary Keller's research has identified the 12 tactics that you absolutely must deploy. These issues aren't special. They're not unique or new. They're the basic components of any successful real estate career. And when it gets tight, they become determine the difference between success or failure. These tactics represent the gear shifts that respond to the market shift. So are you ready? Are you willing? And if you say yes to both of them, then let's get after it. Next time, we are literally going to talk about number one, getting real, getting right, mindset and action, because that is going to be so key. Again, we've talked about fear. The reality is that fear will hold many people back, and so they don't get into action and they don't get into the right mindset. And that is going to be so key to your success, whether we're talking about a seasonal shift or we're talking about an economic shift or we're talking about both. This is the number one tactic: to get real, to get right. Mindset and action is key. Harvey McKay said, decide what your priorities are and how much time you'll spend. If you don't, someone else will. And that's the reality. Somebody's going to not only survive but thrive in these seasonality shifts and in these economic shifts. Why isn't it going to be you? You are going to be a better business owner in all kinds of markets if you take these 12 tactics and you deploy them in your business. So I'm excited to bring all of these tactics to you over the next few weeks. And so next week, on right back here on Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie, we're going to dive right into tactic number one, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, right back here. Look forward to seeing you. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.